Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hey there, welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. Thank you for coming by. Hope you can stick around for the entire 30 minutes. Today, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, sometimes called Trinity Sunday. This is the Sunday after Pentecost. We're going to focus after focusing or concentrating last week on the Holy Spirit. Now, this week, we'll focus on all three persons of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you know what? I'm really excited to talk about this. I think this is a great topic because for so long, and tell me if this might be your case as well, I had a hard time trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be saying to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, right? Did you ever get like that? It's confusing sometimes, isn't it? So what we want to remember today is there are three people in the Trinity. There is a distinct Father. There is a Son. And there is a Holy Spirit. They all have unique roles. They are three persons constituting or making up one God. They're one God in three persons. So let's talk about that on the show as we look at these readings for Trinity Sunday. We'll talk about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because while it is true that if we talk to one person of the Trinity, they do share, you know, they share the message. As one spiritual director I had told me one time, Gary, don't worry, they all talk to one another. But it's good to really have a relationship with the Father, with Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit. And if you neglect one person of the Trinity, you're kind of missing something. So let's chat about this on the program today. If you're a new listener to the program, welcome. Thank you so much for stopping by. My name is Gary Zimak. You can find out more about the work that I do by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. You can find out about my books, about my daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, as well as my daily podcast, which is called Following the Truth. All of that can be found by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. All right, you ready to start? I figured as much. Let's start by praying. We are going to remember that, very appropriately, on Trinity Sunday, that we are in the presence of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, as well as all the angels and saints. So we're in really good company right now. Let's turn to them. We're really privileged to be able to do this. Let's turn to them in prayer. Ask for what we need. Talk to them a little bit. And then I'm going to ask for the grace to be able to deliver the Lord's message. So that's what we're going to do, and I would ask you to join me as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for letting us be in your presence and for letting us be able to address you. Father, we give you glory. We praise you. We recognize that you are all-powerful, that you are all-loving, that you are all-present. You're present everywhere. At one time, it's hard for us to comprehend, but that's one of the amazing things about you. You are an unbelievably powerful and loving God. Father, we lift our needs to you today. We ask you to help us with the things that are weighing us down. We pray for an end to the coronavirus. We pray for an end to division and hostility and violence in the world. We pray for unity and peace. We pray to be used as your instruments, Father in heaven. We pray to better follow your Son, Jesus, who you sent to earth so that the gates of heaven could once again be opened up for us. Father, we pray for the ability to follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit, who first dwells in us at baptism. Father, I ask you to use me as your instrument today. It's your show. Please help me get out of the way so you can deliver your message and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to that message. May we come to the end of this program with a greater understanding of you, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. Again, this is the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak. This program airs each week, but there's also a daily program that I do Monday through Friday, just in case you happen to say to yourself, man, I wish I had a little bit more of Gary. I don't know how many of you are going to say that, but the daily show is something I do Monday through Friday. It's called Following the Truth. You can get that at any of your traditional podcast outlets as well. Free of charge, 30 minutes each night, similar to what I do here, except I don't focus necessarily on the mass readings of the day. It's always some scripture thrown in, and I really follow the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But if you have any questions about any of that, just go to my website, followingthetruth.com, for information about the podcast, the daily email devotional, and everything else, my books. And if you really need more information, you can always email me either through the website or by emailing me at gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, so the mass readings for Trinity Sunday, that's what we're going to look at today. We'll start with the gospel, as I always do, and then we'll work backwards. Well, let me just start with the gospel. This first verse is probably, arguably, one of the most popular or the most popular of all the Bible verses. The gospel today is from John 3, verses 16 through 18. Here we go. You've heard this before. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Now, that first verse, John 3:16, it gets slung around quite a bit to the point where we could sometimes be a little desensitized and we think like, oh my gosh, I get it. But that's one of the most profound messages contained in Scripture. And if you have any doubts, you know, for those of you who tend to be worriers, I write a lot and I speak a lot addressing the topic of worry and overcoming it because I'm somebody who has always struggled with anxiety. For those of us who tend to be anxious and worriers, we need to know that God loves us. We need to know that God loves us and that he is all powerful. So if that combination is true, if he really does love us and he's all powerful, then there really is nothing to worry about because anything that he allows to happen, remember, because he could have stopped it, okay, can somehow benefit us, or he would not allow it to happen. And if we don't recognize that he's all powerful, then we can easily start to think like, well, God's busy off, he's doing his God thing and he doesn't have time for me, and that's why I worry, because I don't think he's caring for me. You know, we got to be careful about that. He loves you too. And if he loves you and something really and truly is bad for you spiritually, I mean, looking at the big picture, like gonna keep you out of heaven bad. That's what God looks at bad. That's what he looks at. So if something really can be detrimental or is something that's too great for you to handle, You know, God knows what each one of us can handle. He knows more than we do. If he loves you, he's not going to let that bad thing happen unless that bad thing can somehow in reality be good, because it'll help you grow closer to him and get to heaven. So if you understand that God loves you and that God's all powerful, if you really understand that, you're not going to worry because of that fact. He loves me, and therefore if he's letting it happen, it can help me. Not everybody gets that all at once. This is something we're going to take the rest of our life to really get. It's a process to understand it. But I'm just saying, if we really believe that he loved us and that he is all powerful, then we would not worry, if we really believed it. But learning to get to that point, it takes time. God so loved the world. See, the world was messed up. The gates of heaven were closed because of original sin, because of repeated sin, and God needed to send a Savior, so that everyone who believes in his Son might not perish. Believing in Jesus does not mean believing in the fact that he was a historical figure, that he existed. Believing in him means putting your faith in him, putting your confidence in him, hearing what he says and teaches through his church, and putting it into practice. That's what St. John means when he writes this in the gospel. That's believing. It's not just a matter of saying, oh, I believe in Jesus, so I'm going to heaven, everything's fine. No, the devil believes in him too. And that's why he tempted him in the desert. The devil believes in Jesus. He doesn't follow him, though. That's the difference. If you believe in him, you might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world. In his mercy, God loves us too much to let us be condemned. But instead, he sent his Son to die on the cross for us, to open up the gates of heaven, so that all who believe in him, all who believe in Jesus and accept him as their Lord and Savior, which means you follow what he says and you literally follow him, you do that and you'll make it to heaven. That's what this means. It's a really great message. It's a really great message, but again, we have heard it so many times. We see it at football games. We see it all over the place, that we tend to disregard it or overlook it. Please don't do that. God loves you tremendously, and you really need to believe that today. Now, let's look at the first reading. Remember, this is Trinity Sunday, so we already heard about God the Father and God the Son in the gospel. Let's look at the first reading all the way back to Exodus chapter 34, beginning in verse 4. Early in the morning, Moses went up Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, taking along the two stone tablets. Having come down in a cloud, the Lord stood with Moses there and proclaimed his name, Lord. The Lord passed before him and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity. Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. Then he said, if I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company. This is indeed a stiff-necked people. Yet pardon our wickedness and sins, and receive us as your own. Now here you see, we heard about the Father and the Son in the gospel. Here we see a kind of a veiled reference. It's not that obvious, a reference to the Holy Spirit as well. We see that cloud, that representation of the cloud. Sometimes the Holy Spirit can be seen as a cloud or as wind or as fire or as a dove. You know, a lot of different ways the Holy Spirit is represented in Scripture. But we see this Lord appearing, the Lord appearing to Moses. Now, again, this was before Jesus took flesh and became man. But Moses had this interaction with the Lord, who came down in a cloud and appeared to him. And he cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God. Now, a reminder to us that God is merciful and he is gracious. We see evidence of that in the gospel, the fact that he sent his Son. You know, he doesn't just condemn us. He gives us chance after chance after chance after chance to turn it around, to repent, to stop the evil that we're doing, right? And to turn to him, and to believe in him. That's what it means to believe in Jesus, to believe in the Father, to believe in the Holy Spirit. It's not a matter of just believing that they exist. It's a matter of committing your life to them. There's a difference there. If we do that, we are going to have eternal life. If we do that, we are going to make it to heaven. Moses recognized the presence of God, and he bowed down to the ground in worship. You know, that's somebody who believes. Do we do that? Do we believe to that extent? You know, it sounds like so easy. It sounds so almost lame. Oh, yeah, all I have to do is believe in the Lord, and I'll make it to heaven. No, it's more than that. You believe in him every single minute of every day, through your actions, through your words. Moses is bowing down. That's humility right there. Bowing down to the ground in worship. Then he said, if I find favor with you, O Lord. You know, he's not taking it as a guarantee. He's humble. He's not presuming anything. If I find favor with you, Lord, do come along in our company. Be with us, Lord. Assist us. Help us. And that's the message of Moses to the Lord. Do come along in our company, because this is a stiff-necked people. In other words, these people, they're stubborn. But Lord, Moses is interceding for them. These people, Lord, they need you, but they're stubborn. Pardon our wickedness and sins and receive us as your own. And really, when we look at the role Moses is playing here, he is what's called a biblical type of Jesus, that intercessor between the people and the Father. That's the role that ultimately Jesus took when he came to earth. So we see that intercession for the people, which is exactly what Jesus did. That's the way we get to the Father, through Jesus. The responsorial psalm this week's a little interesting. It's not actually a psalm. It's from the book of the prophet Daniel, chapter 3, glory and praise forever. You know, the response to the Trinity should be one of glory and praise. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. What a great prayer. Do we worship them in that way? That sense of awe and reverence for the Trinity. I mean, it's pretty cool. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And they're right with us. I mean, that's an unbelievable privilege. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages. Praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. You know, how's your relationship with the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit? Do you bow down before them as Moses did? Or are you a little nonchalant? Again, we all lapse from time to time. It's really easy to get a little lax, to get a little complacent. And we can really depend on the Holy Spirit to help us with this, to help us really invigorate our spiritual lives and to build up this sense of reverence. And this sense of awe. That's why I always try when I lead the prayers on this program to try to like remind you before we start, because it's so easy to forget. It's so easy to just go into the rote prayers, Our Father who art in heaven, to remind you that we're speaking to the God of the universe. And I do this with myself when I pray. I have to do this because I tend to forget. All right, continuing on with this psalm, blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. And remember, again, it is so easy to forget that this is Almighty God we're talking about. And you see, now here's the amazing thing too. When Jesus became human, he allowed us to be sons and daughters of Almighty God. And Jesus said, call him Father. I mean, how cool is that? The God of the universe, the God who Moses bowed down before, praising him, worshiping him, because he was blown away by God's power. This God now, Jesus tells us to call Father or Abba, that familiar term for Father. How's your relationship with your Father in heaven? Do you think of him that way? I didn't used to. I'm a lot better at it now. I'm really getting to know him because Jesus wants us to know him. Jesus came to reveal the Father to us. So if you don't feel you know the Father, you don't have a really good relationship with God, you don't understand Him, He's kind of mysterious. Well, of course He's kind of mysterious. He's invisible. He's pure spirit. It's kind of hard to picture Him as your Father. So what you need to do is, first of all, tell Him, Father, I want to get to know You. And through the Holy Spirit and through a relationship with Jesus, it's a lot easier to get to know Jesus because He was a man. We read about Him in the gospel. We hear actual words that He spoke. We hear about His exploits in the gospel. It's a lot easier. We see Him on the crucifix. The Father, the Holy Spirit, it's a little tougher, but that does not mean we can't have relationships with Him. We can and we should. I've struggled with this. Man, have I struggled with this. But I'm to the point now where I do talk to the Father, I do talk to the Spirit, and I do talk to Jesus every day. How do you do it? Well, you just kind of do it. And it might seem a little weird at first, but when you pray, start with the Our Father, the prayer that Jesus taught us, and just go slowly through it. And sometimes you might want to picture God, you know, the traditional old man with the beard, however it works for you. Sometimes I do that. I picture myself sitting on His lap sometimes as a little child. You know, we have to come up with what works for us. But technically, He's pure spirit. And that's hard. It's hard to understand that. But He's real. And the more time you spend with Him, the more you're going to really appreciate Him, love Him, and feel comfortable around Him and feel His presence. That all happens. But just give it time. Keep at it. Ask Jesus to help you. It all starts with Jesus, though. It starts by following Jesus. And honestly, through the Holy Spirit, you know, I guess I could say it starts with the Holy Spirit because Jesus sent the Holy Spirit so that we can help know Jesus because we honestly don't see Him anymore either, even though it's a little easier to picture Him. So I'm going to go back on that. I'll say it really starts with the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit lead you to Jesus, and then Jesus will lead you to the Father. It's not like the Father went away once Jesus came. I used to think that, like, well, why am I talking to the Father and the Holy Spirit? All I need is Jesus. No, you need more than Jesus. I know that sounds kind of wacky, but it's true. And Jesus knew that. That's why He sent His Spirit. And that's why Jesus said, go to your room and pray to your Father in secret. And read that in Matthew's Gospel, in the Sermon on the Mount. He told us how to pray. He didn't say, all right, okay, now that I'm here, the Father's out of the picture. No, it doesn't work that way. Jesus came, sent by the Father, to reveal the Father, to lead us to the Father. And I don't want to get overly deep because I'm going to confuse all of us, including myself. But when we pray to our Father in heaven, we pray through Jesus because we are members of the church, which is the mystical body of Christ. So we are in Jesus praying to the Father through the Holy Spirit. When we pray, we're praying to the Trinity. You can change up the words, but that's the concept, really. It's just amazing when you think about it. And over time, sometimes I just get blown away when I think about the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in my life. I talk to them a lot. It gets easier, so keep at it. And I think, you know, if you're not comfortable with that, just try it. Try it out. See what Jesus says. Jesus talks a lot about the Father, especially in John's Gospel. He talks a lot about the Father. He talks to His Father. We can get to see Him pray to the Father. And I think that can help model our prayers as well. The second reading is from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, beginning in verse 11. Brothers and sisters, rejoice. Mend your ways. Encourage one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the holy ones greet you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. You see that? We have the reference to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And boy, that first part of that passage right there, in a world that's so divided right now, in a world filled with violence where everybody seems to hate everybody, listen to that prayer of Paul, or that instruction from Paul. Mend your ways, encourage one another. Boy, don't you think we need a little bit more encouragement now? And no, look, you know, I talked about this on my daily show earlier this week. We all have a role to play. You and me, we can change the world one person at a time. We are called to do that. We can't wait for everybody else. And we can't say, well, I can't influence anybody, the whole world, so I'm not going to influence anybody. No, start with one person. Encourage one another. Who in your life needs to be encouraged today? Agree with one another. That doesn't mean if somebody's speaking something that's false or not true, that you have to agree with them, especially when it comes to a spiritual truth. No, you don't have to agree with them. But at least give them a chance to speak their mind. You know, and there'll come a time, if you follow the lead of the Holy Spirit, there'll come a time when you're supposed to correct them. Agree with one another. More importantly, agree with one another on matters that don't really matter that much. So sometimes, don't you agree that sometimes they're the things that drive us the most crazy? We just can't agree with somebody on the small things. We want to be right. Why do you have to be right? And look, I'm telling you this as somebody who always likes to be right. This does not come easy to me. But that's good advice from Paul. I guess you have to really ask yourself, is this worth it? Should I choose my battles better? We fight about the dumbest things, don't we? Live in peace. Live in peace. It starts on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, doesn't it? A lot of hatred there. A lot of finger pointing. Is this post really going to be something that would build somebody up? Or is it going to be something that will tear them down? How about this? What would Jesus post? WWJP. I coined a new expression there. What would he post on Facebook? Are you comfortable sharing your post with Jesus? You know, think about that. It's important. And Paul says, and the God of love, if you do that, if you mend your ways, encourage one another, live in peace, agree with one another, then the God of love and peace will be with you. The God of love and peace. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the holy ones greet you. And then that ending, and we hear that at Mass, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. That great ending there, that's the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Alleluia verse before the Gospel is what I prayed earlier. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, to God who is, who was, and who is to come. That recognition that there's a Father, there's a Son, and there's a Holy Spirit. How is your relationship with Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? You know, the Holy Spirit keeps he likes to be in the background. His main role is to reveal Jesus to you. Are you turning to the Holy Spirit for guidance, for wisdom? If not, pray that three-word prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. Let him get started working in your life, and then you're going to get closer to Jesus. And then tell Jesus, Jesus, I want to follow you. Read about him in the Gospels. Pray to him and say, Jesus, please help me know and love the Father. And start looking at some of the things Jesus said about the Father in the Sermon on the Mount. When he says, look at the birds, look at the grass, look at the flowers. Your Father provides for them. They grow, or they're nourished through the providence of the Father. You know, so that's a great thing to focus on. All right, so Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that's it. Trinity Sunday. I'm looking at the clock. I am out of time. Thank you for listening to the program today. If you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I'm so grateful to have you as a listener. And God willing, I plan to be back with you next week right here on The Gary Zimek Show. God bless you. See you next time.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.